اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآله محمد وعجل
فرجهم.
Respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thanks for joining us again with the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network, and also with the presence of, the students of Sevier International School. So, thank you so much for joining us again. Inshallah, in this session, we are going to continue our previous topics about learning and reading the Quran Kareem fluently in level 2. So, before we start, I gotta ask some questions from the students here. And let's see what we learned in the previous session. So, who can tell us, please, what was the topic in our previous session? Prohibition of, mashallah, two sakin.
Sir, if two sakin meets together, yeah. We should put a harakat to the first sakin.
Yeah,
the harakat is kasra, but like, yes. Or we can
okay.
Do it.
So, the topic was like iltiqa'u sakinatayn. And also, رَفْعُ الْتِقَاءِ السَّاكِنَتَيْنِ. It means the meeting of two sakin letters, okay? And also how to avoid this. Because when two sakin letters meet, none of them have harakat. So none of them is like having a physical like ability to move. So none of them can move. So if he cannot move and he cannot move, so how can we create a movement?
Sir, they're not
it's dead. Very difficult, yes? So if Hussein Musa cannot move, Minhal Hussein cannot move, and we ask them, come on, move. They say, we can't move.
They're freezing.
So we have no harakat. We have no movement. We talked about it. So iltiqa'u sakinatayn means at the meeting of two sakina
letters.
And how to avoid this? There were like many rules. We talked about them. But one general rule was there, yes? One general like sentence we learned. That if you find two sakin letters meeting together, you gotta use this rule, okay? And apply it. What was the rule?
Add kasra to the first.
What was the Arabic sentence? إذ التقت الساكنتين حرك بالكسر. إذ التقت الساكنتين حرك
بالكسر.
MashaAllah. Okay. That was the general rule, okay? But there are some exceptions. So that was how to avoid or prohibit, okay, the meeting of these two sakin letters. So there were so many general, there were like many rules, okay, but one general rule that we just mentioned, إذ التقت الساكنتين حرك بالكسر, but there were some exceptions, okay, that whenever you meet, those two sakin letters, okay, there are some other harakat as well, okay, that you can choose them. Either it's a fatha, that you assign, okay? Or for example, it can be dhamma. So when the word min, mim and noon. Mim has kasra, noon has sukun. Yes? When it meets a hamzatul wasl, or when it meets a sakin letter, so what harakat do you assign with? I mean the noon. What harakat do you assign with?
Fatha.
Min was this, okay? For example, min al-qawm. Lam is silent when you connect them, yes?
Yes.
Becomes min al qawm. Min and Allah. Min Allah. Yeah? Min and nas. Min an nas. All right? Min and al kitab.
Do we have min?
Say it. من and al-kitab. Can you say?
من الكتاب.
من الكتاب. من الكتاب. That's it. But when you have these, like, the words that end with a sukun but preceded by a dhamma, like kum, tum, hum. So if you join it with the next word, so you assign the sakin letter with?
Dhamma.
Dhamma. So how do you say? For example, humul kitab. Yes? Humun nas, for example. Or like kuntumul, for example, whatever. So, okay? So you remember that you assign tum, hum, kum with a dhamma. All right? So these were some exceptions. And I want you to turn to page Ayah 45 of Surah Yunus, page 215. I want you to turn to page 215, Surah Yunus. So please turn to page 215. That's good, that's good. 215, Surah Yunus, Ayah
54.
There was one more exception that we said we assign the sakin letter with dhamma. That was in the word ra'aw. When we have a wawi sakin, but before wawi sakin we have fatha. So when we have a fatha, then wawi sakin, how do you kind of deal with these two sakin letters? There is a wawi sakin, and the next letter comes, that's as well a sakin letter. Like ra'aw al-adhab, that lam becomes sakin, right?
Ra'aw al-adhab, yeah.
How?
Ra'aw al-adhab.
Ra'aw al-adhab, mashallah. So you assign it with?
Ra'aw al
With dhamma. Will, no. With dhamma. Okay, you assign it with dhamma.
الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم.
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
رَبَّنَا رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day.
So, look at this ayah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولو أن لكل نفس ظلمت ما في الأرض لافتدت به وأسروا الندامة لما the next word, look. وَأَسَرُوا النَّدَامَةَ لَمَّا رَأَوُوا الْعَذَابَ. You got it? رَأَوُوا الْعَذَابَ. Okay, رَأَوُوا الْعَذَابَ. وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْقِسْطُ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ.
So, everyone, so one by one, read that word, okay? From وَأَسَرُوا النَّدَامَةَ لَمَّا رَأَوُوا الْعَذَابَ. Muhammad Yahya, read that.
لَمَّا رَأَوُوا الْعَذَابَ.
عَذَاب, okay.
عَذَاب.
عَذَاب. Yeah. Read, Mahdi.
لَمَّا رَأَوُوا الْعَذَابَ. وَأَسَرَّوا النَّدَامَةَ لَمَّا رَأَوُوا الْعَذَابَ.
رَأَوُوا الْعَذَابَ. Thank you. من الحسين.
لَمَّا رَأَوُوا الْعَذَابَ.
Okay. لَمَّا رَأَوُوا الْعَذَابَ. Thank you so much. That was one of the examples, okay, that we assign the sakin letter with hamza, and that was how we deal with it. Okay, two sakin letters meeting each other, so you assign the first one with
dhamma, and there will be no problem because the second letter, okay, will have a movement. How? By the help of the previous one, okay? When you assign the previous, the first letter with dhamma, so this dhamma can help the next sakin letter to move on, okay? To have a haraka. So, the next example, I want you to please go to page 516, Surah Al-Hujurat, Ayah 11, okay? The last ayah in this surah. There is one example. Let me read the ayah, okay? And we will get to that example.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب.
Pay attention to this. How do I read the next three words, okay? Pay attention to the next part, okay? How do I read the next three words, okay? It's very important.
بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان.
Did you pay attention?
بئس الاسم الفسوق.
Look, it becomes سالسم. Yeah?
بئس الاسم الفسوق.
That's very important, okay? بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ. So if I didn't, if I had not told you this, how would you have read this?
بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ.
Now, بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ. The hamza that ism has, the word ism, that is hamzatul wasl, okay? The previous one, الاسم, الاسم. So when you join بئس and الاسم together, the hamza of ال is hamza tul wasl, yes? So it will be skipped. But بئس the lam is sakin, right? The next part, okay? بئس الاسم, that is hamza tul wasl, yes or no? So when you join the words together, hamza tul wasl, okay?
Skips.
Whenever you have hamza tul wasl, you will skip it. And sin also Sakin. How many Sakin letters do we have? We have Lam Sakin. Hamzatul Wasl will be skipped. No. But Sin is Sakin again there. Be'esal Ism, it should be there. Okay? So it means two Sakin letters we have. Lam and Sin. So, you assign that Lam, the first Sakin letter with? Kasra. That's easy.
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la yaskhar qawmun min qawmin asa. عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ.
So, that was about our previous sessions and we reviewed them and also learned some new rules, okay, some new examples. Inshallah, after taking a break, we will be with you, inshallah, respected brothers and sisters. So stay with IRIB English Radio and also with Sevier International Schools Network. So we will be back, inshallah, in a minute. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان